Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Talk Sport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein Talk Sport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4 p.m. In fact, later on today, or earlier on today, depending on when you're listening to this, I was, or I will be, with Dean Ashton. That makes no sense. Anyway, we begin with Wimbledon chat. And, of course, Britain's Cameron Norrie has reached a mahoosiv semi. Hurrah! Not for him, for the joke. Here's TalkSport reporter at SW19. I'll just call it Wimbledon. All right. Here's Lisa O'Sullivan.
Cam Norrie's never shied away from a bit of hard work, but that's what it was. David Goffin, the better player for much of the match, but couldn't pull clear. The world number 12 twice levelled to stay in the running, and Norrie forced the error in the 11th game of the fifth set that allowed him, with the extra help of a vocal and partisan home crowd, to serve himself into the last four of a Grand Slam for the first time.
Pretty crazy to be sitting here and in the semis. And yeah, what a good match it was today, especially towards the end. Crazy atmosphere as well. So definitely enjoyed it. And I the crowd definitely got me through it.
On now to cricket. And England pulled off an incredible run chase against India to level the series thanks to unbeaten centuries from Johnny Bairstow and Joey Rootyroot at Edgbaston. Steve Hammy-Armisen reflected on Bairstow's incredible form this year on TalkSport 2's Cricket Collective.
100 in Australia. Johnny doesn't get that 100 in Australia. He doesn't get that 100 in the Caribbean. Johnny doesn't get picked. You know, we move on from Johnny. You know, Johnny's in the same boat as Joss. And I think he talked about, you know, having to sort of earn his place. Players back, Harry Brooks going all them runs at the start of the season. That 100 in the Caribbean, I think, just sort of got Johnny to hang on to his place. And whenever Johnny's questioned, he comes and punches back. And he's a brilliant human being, Johnny. But I remember having a conversation with him in the Caribbean. And I don't think anybody sat him down, really sat him down properly and told Johnny why he got moved, what the reason was he got moved. And I think if they'd sat him down, and I remember saying to him, Johnny, they've done it because you are that good. We are moving you to bat number three or number four because it's not because we haven't got anybody else. You're one of our best players. We believe that, you know, that this team needs you to bat three, four because you are one of our best players. We're moving you because you are good. Not filling a gap. We're not filling the gap with Johnny Bairstow. We're trying to work out what's the best solution for this team. And at this minute in time, we need a number three. So our best player, one of our best players, to go to number three is you, Johnny. And I think all Johnny needs is a bit of loving. He really does. He does. He just needs to be loved. He needs to be told he's good. He needs to be told he's an integral part of this team. And he needs to be pumped his tyres up as much as you can. It's a Yorkshire thing. Darren Goff was the same. Goffy was the same. Yeah, you listen to Nasser Hussain, Alex Stewart, Mike Atherton. If you tell Darren Goff he was the best bowler in the world, you tell him he was the fastest bowler in the world, you tell Darren Goff he was the main man in your team, he blew everybody away. I think Johnny was mismanaged in that way, that I think sometimes we're challenging Johnny. I don't think that's the right way to go. I think you put your arm around him, tell him how good he is, tell him how important he is, tell him how valued he is as the group, tell him how much this team needs him to go and perform. You know, if he doesn't perform, you just sort of prod him and push him in the, you know, give him a kick up the backside if it needs to be. But I think if you pump Johnny Bairstow's tyres up, you will get what we've just got. I don't think he'd even believe that you could get six test match entries in eight games. But I think what we're seeing now is we see a guy who just loves playing cricket.
And don't forget to check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, Following On, available where you got this one from, basically. Now, the Women's Euros starts tonight, and we've reached our last player in focus, the Lionesses, Rachel Daly.
Ron's rising, heads it down, Williamson with the shot, blocked in the area, and then volleyed back in, and what a tremendous goal from Rachel Daly.
What a goal.
On the volley.
Rachel Daly on the left foot just hits it. Really, really good finish. And she's a centre-forward, playing in a full-back position. This is what she does in America. That is not an easy finish either.
Do you know yet where you're going to fit into this team when you do play?
No, and that's a conversation I'll have with Serena. She's always very honest and upfront with me about what she sees, and I know that that role could be anywhere. You know, she could tell me one day, I see you as a right-back, and it might so happen that I go left or whatever, you know, and I think that's something that I've used as a strength now rather than a weakness.
Rachel Daly, substitute, who's just come on in the second half. She's got a goal, a really simple tap-in after Beth Mead's ball across the box.
Plays well tonight. I think she'll be the starting left-back. Demi Stokes, I think, is struggling with a little bit of a knock, but I think Wiegmann quite likes the athleticism of Rachel Daly and the fact that she can get up. She's the emphasis on the full-backs getting forward is the way that Wiegmann wants to play.
It is now Latvia 0, England 10. Rachel Daly getting the 10th goal for England.
Obviously, everyone's got a little bit in the back of their mind about the buzz around it being in England. And, you know, I think it'll just be nice for our nation to have that.
On the road to the Women's Euros, live on TalkSport.
That was England's Rachel Daly. Remember, we have commentary of all the England and Northern Ireland games right here on the TalkSport Network. And, of course, it all kicks off tonight with England against Australia. Ah, mate, that should be a Austria, I mean, obviously. On now to Ali McQuist on the TalkSport Breakfast Show, discussing Man United's Cristiano Ronaldo and why it won't be a good fit at Chelsea.
There's no way for me that's a good move. None whatsoever. Sterling's a good move.
Yeah.
There is no way. I don't think that's where Tuchel wants to be at this moment in time. I mean, I might be wrong, but I just look at Tuchel, I look at his players, I look at his team, I look at the way he sets up. Yeah, 26-year-old Ronaldo all day, but not now.
The Ronaldo that you still have these you know, this glazed look over with little puppy dog looking eyes, that's the Ronaldo you're talking about eight years ago, mate.
How many times have we sat here last season in a sports bar watching the games and you would turn around and say, Ronaldo will score? Ronaldo will score.
Yes.
And he does.
Yes, but where do United finish?
That's not down to Ronaldo. It's because of the shocking defence they've got.
Yes, the whole team as well. But you've got to play a different way.
Oh.
Ronaldo solves one problem and creates another.
I'm not surprised by the announcement at all that he wants to leave, if I'm being honest. And maybe it's selfish a little bit, but he's been a top player. He's a legend of the game. You know, there's no getting away from that. What a player he's been. And he probably looks at it, I've got a couple of years left at the top level. Why would I stay and rebuild?
He's left because he's seen that it's a sinking ship. And they're a shambles for letting him leave because he's their best player last season. He carried that team for months on end. But at the end of the day, he don't want to stay somewhere where he's not going to win trophies. The man has earned the right to say, you know what? This isn't right. The future isn't bright with Manchester United. I want to win trophies. I've got 2-3 years left of my contract. I'm not going to stay here and feel like I'm not going to be involved in winning something.
On now to kick off with JJB, Jordan Jarrett Bryant to his friends, and former England fullback DM, Danny Mills.
And it's in! Manchester United, inevitably with Cristiano Ronaldo, have scored first!
I think Ronaldo's done Ten Hag a favour.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you don't...
It's a blessing in disguise, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not going to... He can't come out and say, I want rid of him. Because if he says that and they don't do particularly well, it's like, why did you get rid of him? He wants goals. The fact that Ronaldo has come out and said, look, I want to go before he stepped a day in the training ground and met the new manager. And then he's got a family issue, which means he can't turn up for the first day. I think he's done United a favour.
Now, Mauricio Pochettino wants to return to the Premier League after being sacked by a Paris Saint-Germain. Former Palace owner Zaman Jourdain thinks Pochettino won't walk into a top six club anytime soon.
Yes, I do think he has an opportunity to come back to Premier League. Maybe he can go back to Southampton. He went to France to do something for PSG which other people hadn't been able to do, which he didn't achieve. He went to PSG and within 5 minutes of him being there, there was already a very strong rumour mill about him wanting to come to Man United. He won the French League. Well, nothing particularly unique about that. Okay, Lille won it the year before in his first season, first half season, and he, you know, regained it this year in a league that they have dominated for some time. So I think he is a very capable manager. Do I think he is
top four manager?
Not if you look at the top four managers that we've got at this moment in time. Ten Hag is a debate because we've yet to see him land in the Premier League, so we can't debate him. But if you look at the top four and say, who would Pochettino be a natural successor of? Does he land at a side that's aspiring? Does he land at a Newcastle? Eddie Howe's got some currency there. So he can't be marginalised at this moment in time, surely. You know, you look at Aston Villa, the Gerrard project. We'll see. I think that will come under pressure. And I can see someone like Pochettino being at an Aston Villa. But I don't see a Pochettino landing anywhere near a top six side unless Man United fold like an exercise in origami and decide that Ten Hag within 5 minutes is no longer of any use to them.
Pochettino's in a kind of funny position, really, because if you think about it, he is someone who has a big reputation and a salary to match, partly because of the club that he's just come out of. But he's a coach who's relatively inexperienced for his age. And I think it's easy to forget. I think we look at him still as a young coach. In fact, he's 50 already. And you look at it and at the sort of level of salary that he is, there's not an obvious choice.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
On to a show that most people are saying is the best on TalkSport. Well, I am anyway. Just about. It's me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time alongside Trevor Sinclair. Played in, I think, one of the great World Cups, 2002. We had the Beckham goal, the penalty against Argentina, which had the was it Pochettino foul on Owen? Is that
it
right?
Was, yeah. That was a penalty.
Captain's example, David Beckham. England lead Argentina. Those three little words that mean so much.
When Beck scored the goal, you know, he ran off. I was delighted for him because, you know, we all seen the pain that he had to go through and the effigies burning of him, you know, after the World Cup. And when you see one of your teammates, someone on the same journey as you as a professional footballer, having to endure that kind of criticism, that kind of hatred, it was just a relief that he scored the goal, because if he would have missed it, he possibly could have got more. He put that to bed and I just jumped on him. And I was telling you earlier, you know, for about 6 years afterwards, we were in our advert together for Gillette, and I'd get checks sent through the post from America, from Gillette, and it was probably the best celebration I've ever joined in. After the game, I got drug tested, so I didn't really see a lot of what went on in the changing room, but there was enough outside, you know, clapping the fans and, you know, hugging each other with the players. Great achievement. One of the biggest kind of wins we'd had in a major tournament for a long time. And to be part of that was special. But then going into the changing rooms and getting marched off from a drug test, and then afterwards rushing because the coach had been waiting for ages, I couldn't go for a wee. And then I got on the bus, started walking down, and realised I'd got on the Argentinian bus. And it was like absolutely horrific.
What, they were on it?
They were on it. And I was thinking, I don't recognise it, because you have a few suits at the front, usually, you know, people that were involved with the FA. And I thought, I don't recognise it. I don't, next minute, I've just oh, about a third of the way, and I thought, oh no, this is not the one.
Do you do that thing where you talk Andy Beth and go, it's not the right one, it's not the right one? Do you do that?
Just head down, that's spin around and get off.
You're such a danger, yeah. You got on the wrong bus.
Yeah, I was rushing because I thought, the boys were all waiting for me. I was like, half an hour.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Gosling's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Dean Ashton. Straight after us at 7 p.m, it's England against Austria in the Women's Euros 2022, in case you didn't know what the year was. Presented by Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosling TalkSport daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.